Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bacon, a member, welcoming you on this beautiful, beautiful April morning. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us and want to find more about who we are and what we do, we have a red visitor's packet, looks like this folder. You can find it both in the back part of the church and certainly off the side. It has a series of information and things happening in the life of our church and ways that you can certainly participate that and grow your faith. If you have any difficulties finding that, certainly just talk to one of the ushers or certainly see me or anybody else who would be happy to direct you towards that. In the black folders that are in the pews, at the ends of the pews, have a whole series of information in them. They look like this. I want to draw your attention first to the prayer and attendance slips. There's two in there. If you're visiting us for the first time, you can use the yellow one. Just wait for us to organize it when we look at them later. And the, I'm going to say purple, blue. I'm not really sure what color it is. Anyways, it's the other one. It's not the yellow one. That's in your folder, and you can use that. It does a couple of things for us. The top portion of it, on this one, lets us have you fill out a prayer request. If there's a joy or concern, something happened in your life or the life of your family, and you want to share that at our prayer time, please fill that out. That's collected during the service, and those get shared as a community of faith. So the middle portion lets us know that you're here, and the bottom portion lets us know about address changes. Same thing on the yellow one, just kind of a little bit of a different order. Also, in the folder, there's several other items. Let me point those out to you. Very exciting. Next weekend is our Palm Sunday weekend. And on Saturday here, we have workshops that are happening. This big white sheet is about that. It having to do with Terry Hershey, who's coming. He's going to also be preaching next Sunday morning for Palm Sunday. But there'll be some workshops associated with him on April 8th, and then certainly on the bottom of it tells about that worship. Please take a few moments and gather some information about that. In addition to that, also in the folder, please notice that we have a green slip. We're looking forward to our cleanup day, which will be on April 22nd at 9:30, and we're going to meet here in the parking lot and certainly help clean up the neighborhood area. And then there's a white one about a march coming up. And that is for climate, jobs, and justice, and we're hoping on April 29th you can also participate that, and that is something you're interested in doing. Oh, you do have an announcement? You want to say it now or later? Okay. Just so you know, we do have restrooms available. You can reach them either out these doors to my right, your left, follow the signs back. There are also some also at the back of the church, but you have to go downstairs to get to those. If you need to soothe yourself or others, there are rocking chairs in the back. Please certainly use those. And we do have child care available. So once again, it's out to these doors to my side. Please, if you have a few moments after church before we kind of rush out of here to start your life, we have a great tradition of a time of hospitality in which we get a chance just to catch up on what's happening on the week. That happens in our gathering room, once again, which are out either these doors, follow the back of the main, or just take a few moments and certainly chat with that. And we do have one announcement.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and I'm helping to organize a group or groups from our congregation to participate in the People's Climate March, and that's coming up actually pretty soon on April 29th. And as the organizers of the National March say, to change everything, we need everyone. And so we're really hoping to get a good group from our church. And there's two possibilities. So I'm just going to elaborate a little bit on what was said before. So we have a sister march here right downtown in Syracuse that's going to take place on that day. And there's a national march in Washington, D.C. So if either of those are sound interesting to you, please let us know, especially if you'd like to make the trip to D.C. We need to know as soon as possible so we can start planning the logistics for that. We would probably leave around in the early afternoon on Friday and be back. So it would be about a 24-hour plus a couple more commitment if you go to D.C. But it's That would be great if we could get people from our group to go to both, or people from our church to go to both marches. And please let me know. My email and my phone number are written on that slip. So we'd love to have you in either venue. Thank you.
Okay, sorry for all the announcements, but we'll get them out of the way and then we'll go from there. So I have the Charter for Compassion here. So if anyone did not get to sign it last week, I will have it here after worship for you to sign. And again, charterforcompassion.org if you want to know more before you sign it. And it also is written here if you want to read it before you sign it. And then the last thing I'd like to do, hold on. So right before Christmas, sadly, Mike Camione decided that he was going to get another job and that he was going to leave us on Sundays. And then Mary, who has been our she works in the office. I apologize. I can't think of her title right now. So she was working here on Sundays for several weeks, but she wasn't able to continue with that because she has a family and they want to see her every once in a while. So we just recently hired someone new, and you might have seen him around with Tim lately. Today he's on his own. Come on up. This is Arlen, and he's going to be here on Sunday mornings. And so if you see this guy wandering around or if you see him with trash bags, know that's why he is here. And he's here to help us out, and he's been great with doing that on Sunday. So welcome, Arlen.
And there are other announcements in your white bulletin this morning if you need to attend. I'll look at those. We're blessed this morning to have Pastor Alicia Wood lead us in service, and our liturgist is Beth Drew, also be helping out with that, and sit back and enjoy, meditate, and take in the Spirit this morning as we continue our service.
Good morning, everyone. I'm honored to say that I'm the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. We have a lot going on today, very exciting stuff. This morning, we will continue our Lenten theme from the Amos text, Let Justice Roll Down Like Water. We have waters rolling down towards our baptismal font, reminding us of our baptismal call. Our fish from last week, they've been added. Naming the forgiveness we wish to offer or receive, they've been added to our water. As we sing or speak in unison, please feel free to participate as you feel Spirit-led. It's okay if you miss a song or if you miss a line of a spoken word. It's really, know that you can just take this in as you would like. Lent is a time of reminding ourselves who we are called to be in this world. Our Lenten series is inspired by Amos, a prophet, whose message is that God calls us to let justice roll down like water. Amos says, I reject your festivals. I don't enjoy your joyous assemblies. Take away the noise of your songs. I won't listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Our worship without justice is just not acceptable. Rather, our songs must move us to action on behalf of the oppressed. Through powerful music and the remembrance of our rituals of baptism, which are the origins of Lent, this season will offer us reflection and renewed inspiration to let our voices be tuned to the heart of the gospel, proclaiming God's love for all people. The for-profit prison industry still benefits from incarcerating young brown and black people at an alarming rate. The skies over certain cities are too polluted to venture outside. The water isn't safe to drink in many towns, and women are still being denied access to equal pay. Corporate greed is draining the wages of the working class. Affordable health care is beyond the reach of too many. The cost of an education is crippling a generation of incoming students, and the list goes on. God has work for us to do.
Good morning. I'm Beth Drew, and I'll be your liturgist this morning, and I'm very happy to be here with you and very happy that we can be together. Please rise, if you are able, and join with me in the call to worship. Holy and living God, the list is long. Let us not feel overwhelmed, but convicted in our call. Remind us as we sit at your table that we are called to invite the least and the unlikely.
Roll down justice, roll like an ever-flowing stream. Oh, roll down justice, roll like an ever-flowing stream, flowing stream, roll down.
We have a tradition of greeting one another by shaking hands, saying good morning, saying peace be with you, and we call this the passing of peace. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors today by saying good morning, peace be with you, welcome, whatever feels like the right level of communication for you. And when you hear the music start to play for our opening hymn, Soy la Semilla, you are the seed, and this is number 583 in the pew. Yep, you just come back to your seat. Have fun.
You are the seed that will grow a new sprout. You're the star that will shine in the light. You are the yeast and the small grain of salt, a beacon to go in the dark. You are the dawn that will bring a new day. You're the wheat that will bear golden grain. You are a sting and a soft, gentle touch. My breath is wherever you go. Go, my friends, goodwill the world, proclaiming love to all. Messengers of my forgiving, peace, eternal love. Be my friends a loyal witness, from the dead I arose. Lo, I'll be with you forever, till the end of the world. You are the life that will nurture the plant, you're the waves in a turbulent sea. Yesterday's yeast is beginning to rise, a new loaf of bread it will yield. There is no place for a city to hide, nor a mountain can cover its might. May your good deeds show a world in despair, a path that will lead all to God. Go, my friends, go to the world, proclaiming love to all. Messengers of my forgiving, peace eternal love. Be my friends, be loyal witness, from the dead I arose. Lo, I'll be with you forever, till the end of the world.
Well, good morning. If the children haven't joined me yet and you would like to, please come forward and we'll have our talk. Well, how are you guys doing today? Doing okay? Yeah. All right. Hello. Welcome. Well, let's start our time together by praying. And we can just sit. We don't have to stand. And remember, we start our prayer in Lent all squished up, and then we open up in the end after I pause. Are you ready for this? I'm going to move this out of the way so I can do it with you. All right. We hold. Are you going to hold? Are you going to squish together with me? All right. We hold on to power. We hold on to greed. We hold on to things we don't really need. We hold on to hatred. We hold on to fear and close ourselves off till we can't feel you near. Open our hands, Lord. Help us to grow. Open our minds so your justice may flow. Open us up so your peace can pour through and make our hearts ready so we can hold you. Hi, Eric. Welcome. Amen. So we have been working hard to build a church. Do you remember what we have inside our toolbox? We've been very selective as to what goes in. What do we have in our toolbox? We have name tags because each of us is a child of God, yes. We have tissue box because it's okay to feel our real feelings here at our church. What else do we have in here? What? Oh, yeah, we have paper that is blank and one that says love, but paper that's blank because sometimes we make mistakes and we need to start over. So I have an eraser and a pencil in here as well. In case we make a mistake, we're hoping that others will forgive us and that we're able to offer forgiveness if mistakes are made. And so we also have a smaller box than we start out with because we only need just so much, and so that's what we have. So I have something new in here. Where is it? Right here. I think that this is the next sign that we're going to put up. Yeah. So in our church, the exit sign is so important because when we go outside of these four walls, we get to do God's work. So I think even though we have an exit sign to go outside, some might think that it means that we're telling people to go out, but it's not. What it is we're telling people to go out, and we're going to put this up. Enter God's church, because God's church isn't just here behind in these four walls. God's church is the whole entire world where we're out to do God's work. So we're going to do God's work here and outside. So we have an exit and an enter sign in our toolbox. All right, so I have something that I'd like for you to say. We're gonna end with this. Let me put all of our stuff back in our toolbox so we don't forget what we have as we build our church. So can you say, after I say something, will you say, God has work for us to do? Can you repeat that? What do you think? Can you repeat, God has work for us to do? All right, here we go. We will enter this place ready to worship. God has work for us to do. We will enter the world ready to serve. God has work for us to do. We will enter each day seeking peace and justice. God has work for us to do. We will enter each place sharing hope and love. God has work for us to do. Amen. So when you see that exit sign, remember it's really that you're entering out into the world to share God's love. Well, I am so happy that you came up and sat with me. And I was worried that not everyone was going to come up, so I'm glad that you all did. And you can go back to your families where you were sitting, and I am excited to say that our choir will be singing our anthem.
Good tidings to the meek.
Amen. During Lent, our middle hymn will be sung responsively to the scripture and prayer poem, just like we sometimes do with the Psalms in our United Methodist hymnal. Our middle hymn is God Has Work for Us to Do, a song of hope, followed by the scripture reading and then a sung response and the prayer poem and then a sung response. Our featured scripture this week speaks of being a well-watered garden, like a spring of water that won't dry up. Baptismal waters continue to feed the streams of justice as we allow the Holy Spirit to work within us every time we set our hands and feet to the work of God that God has for us to do. As we break bread today, we remember that as long as there are those who are hurting, hungry, excluded, and oppressed,
We are called to be faithful disciples, setting a table and inviting all to the feast.
Now all the bellies filled, till no one hurts or steals or lies. More blood is spilled. God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do, till God's work is done and all things made new. God has work for us. Work for us to do, till age and race and gender no longer separate, till pulpit press and politics are free of greed and hate. God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do, till God's will is done and all things are made new. God has work for us, work for us to do.
Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 12 from the Common English Bible. Isn't this the fast I choose? Releasing wicked restraints, untying the ropes of a yoke, setting free the mistreated, and breaking every yoke. Isn't it sharing your bread with the hungry and bringing the homeless poor into your house, covering the naked when you see them, and not hiding from your own family? Then your light will break out like the dawn, and you will be healed quickly. Your own righteousness will walk before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and God will say, I'm here. If you remove the yoke from among you, the finger pointing, the wicked speech, if you open your heart to the hungry and provide abundantly for those who are afflicted, your light will shine in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noon. The Lord will guide you continually and provide for you even in parched places. He will rescue your bones. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. They will rebuild ancient ruins on your account. The foundations of generations past you will restore, and you will be called mender of broken walls, restorer of livable streets.
Praying through our doing and singing through with fear, by trusting that the seed we sow will bring God's harvest near. God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do, till God's will is done and all things are made new. God has work for us, work for us to do.
Would you please listen in prayer as I read our morning prayer by Bishop Latrell Miller Easterling, Righteousness. Please pray with me. God of righteousness, may I fully embrace the truth that your holy word names as evil all forms of injustice and oppression. May I have the courage to confront the injustices I witness. May I be willing to open my mind and broaden my understanding of discriminatory practices and positions of which I was once ignorant. May I not stand idly by when another culture, language, or race is used as the punchline of an ill-fated joke. May I speak out against systemic policies and practices that continue the oppressive privilege of the powerful over against the less powerful. May I live my faith by believing that the common good is served when all have enough, and that in your economy, there is always enough for everyone. But righteous God, before I endeavor to do any of these things, may I find the courage to confront the evil and injustice that resides within me. Amen.
God has work for us to do. God has work for us to do. Till God's will is done and all things are made new. God has work for us. Work for us to do.
Good morning again. Will you pray with me? Loving God, please be with each of us this morning. Be with each of us so that we feel the baptismal waters that we felt so many years or days ago. That you are renewing us with the Holy Spirit so that we are able to do your work. In this moment, please, whatever comes out of my mouth, let it be faithful and let it somehow speak something that you would like folks to hear. I pray this in your many names. Amen. I have a question for you, all of you. Who is a half empty kind of person? Is the glass half empty for you? Anyone? If there's a few, all right. Who out there is the glass is half full kind of person? Okay, a few more. Okay, half empty. Who's half empty? Who's half full? Okay, what if there was a third option? What if the third option was that your cup overflows? Overflows. I'm asking this of you because I'd like to talk about why we do God's work. Why, as Christians, do we do God's work? And that is because our cup overflows with God's love. Overflows. And so because God's love overflows into us, onto us, we are able to share God's love and do God's work in this world. So from now on, know that there is a third option. When you see a glass half empty or half full, that it also can be overflowing. And this why comes many different times in our scripture. In our scripture, Psalm 103, verse 8, it is mentioned. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it is mentioned. And in 1 John chapter 4, 19, it says, we love because he first loved us. So one of our whys as to why we do God's work is that our cup overflows with God's love. And a few weeks ago in the beginning of Lent, we talked about how each of us is a beloved child of God, right? Do you remember writing our name on the fish because we are a beloved child of God and we have them up on our waters? Well, because we are a child of God, another why we do this is because we're in the family business. We are in the family business of doing God's work. So we are called to do the family business of loving God's people because we are in the family business.
And never fear, everyone here has a gift, a God-given gift, so that we all can put in our gifts and make a whole, so that we can, whole being W-H-O-L-E, so that we can do God's work. And here it's written in Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 7. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Another why. Why, as Christians, we do God's work. The great commandment. Love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this is listed at least 5 times in the New Testament, and I'm sure there may be more. I just found these quickly. So, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22, 39, Mark 12, 31, Luke 10, verse 27, Romans 13, verse 9, Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. All say, love your God and love your neighbor as yourself. Let's talk about one of our neighbors that we hear about in the Bible, the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan's parable is on Luke 10, verses 25 through 37, and I'm naming that because I'm going to give you the shortened version of this, and it comes from my mouth, so I might not quite get it right, so check the Bible to make sure. But I'll give you the quick story of the Good Samaritan. So there's a man who's robbed and beaten and left for dead on the side of the road. And 2 prominent men in the community walk by and do not even think twice about this man on the ground. Oh, thank you. They don't think twice about him. And then a 3rd man comes along, a Samaritan man, and he sees that this man has been beaten and left for dead, and he can't walk by. Now, the interesting thing about this is that if the hearers of this story and the man who's lying there for dead wouldn't really want to be friendly with a Samaritan, because a Samaritan in the time was, they didn't get along with the hearers of this story. And so it's a big deal that the Samaritan stopped and helped the man. And he not only helped the man, he stopped and, you know, wrapped up his wounds, and then he brought him to somewhere that he could be cared for, and this Good Samaritan paid his bill so that he would be taken care of. Now, the Good Samaritan, he didn't form a committee, and he didn't, you know, take a vote and, you know, decide that this was good for everyone. Everyone was on board. He just did it. He loved his neighbor as himself. And sometimes we just need to do that. We just need to take action right then and there. We do this for a whole bunch of reasons, but I want to go back to our baptismal vows, which include service, because we've been talking all about baptism this whole season of Lent, with our waters flowing towards our baptismal font, and I didn't want us to forget that this is part of what we sign up for, not only for all the other whys that I've given, but in our vows of baptism, that we will love our neighbor as ourself. Now, I mentioned that the Good Samaritan, he didn't form a committee, but sometimes we do need to form committees, because sometimes we need to look at the reason why this man was robbed and beaten and left for dead. Not just that it happened, but why. And look into the systematic change that needs to happen so that this doesn't happen to others. And so it's both. We need to love our neighbor as ourselves right then and there, but we also can't forget to look at the system that created this hurt so that we can make change to that as a Christian. And you might be thinking, all right, well, that's great, but I'm in a new season of life. I've been there, done that, I've done that, or I don't have time for that right now. And know that we all have seasons of life. We all have seasons where we can do different kinds of things. And so if you're in a season where you're in a different place, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, than you were a few years ago, a year ago, many, many years ago. That's okay. Because our Corinthians text tells us that there are many gifts. And so right now you have a different gift than before, and that's okay. So share whatever gift that is, whatever purpose you have right now. There are, in all seasons of life, different ways in which we can engage. And let's check this out.
She's a human being, 60 years old, mother, grandmother, sleeping in the dirt. It's just not right.
He said, well, how would you think, what you think about if I build you a house? I said, build me a house? I said, when is it going to be ready?
What I'm doing on the streets now is my way of giving back. It's my way of repaying my gratitude. I can do so much for someone, man. And that's why I name what I do Clean Cut, Clean Start, man. I'm hoping with a clean cut, it's as simple as this. You'll just have a clean start to life.
This cop just got this guy a pair of shoes. A video, you're going to go viral. he went and got him some shoes.
I go to work every day around 4 o'clock, okay? Now, if you meet me on that gas station, I'm going to buy you lunch or dinner, whatever you call it. No worries. Give me a hug, man. No worries. Don't worry.
Nobody showed me this much kindness in the world.
There are so many ways that we can get involved, and I know that there's a lot of emphasis right now in our world, all the things that are going wrong and how we need to get to work. And I feel like our scripture and our poems and our poem prayers have just been so beautifully spoken that I didn't think that I could go any further. So I really felt like thinking about the why we do this. It's not just to feel good. It's okay if it feels good, but that's not, as Christians, why we do things. We do good things. We do God's work because of all of our whys. So your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does. You know, there are so many ways to get involved, both in this church and out of this church, and I just want to name a few. One is, I just ran into, all the clergy pastors were introduced to a band that started, I think, out of Liverpool United Methodist Church, and they're called Beautiful Mess, and they're a Christian band, and they are 20-somethings, and they've decided that they want to do more than just be a band. And so they've organized a day of volunteerism. And so if you want to check out what they're doing and get involved, they're beautifulmessministries.com. You can check that out. Of course, we have a church and society team here. And believe it or not, they meet tonight. I didn't plan this. They meet today at 4:45. We have a ministry and outreach team as well. And the ministry and outreach team does the things like the food pantry, the breakfast, and the clothing closet, and many, many other things. But our latest thing is the pet food pantry, because I just happened to mention it one day in worship, and so many people had a huge response. They wanted to donate. Why don't we do this? We need to do this. That, you know what, we listened because you voiced this concern, and we listened, and now that's getting started. We have a teach-in coming up on the 24th. We have the neighborhood cleanup coming up on the 22nd. If you want a t-shirt, you have to sign up today for that. If you just want to come and clean up, you can come anytime. And then we have the climate march coming up on the 29th of April. So many ways to get involved. And I know that this is just one place where we can do God's work out there, beyond these walls, through that exit sign, there's even more. So the why is that our cup overflows. Our cup overflows. And I thought of a song when I was writing this and thinking and praying about this, and that is this: they will know we are Christians by our love. As our Isaiah scripture reminds us, that God will make sure we are replenished by the well-watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. We can go to this well-watered garden anytime to be replenished of God's love, of God's hope, of comfort, of endurance so that we are able to get to work because God has work for us to do. And let's say that all together. God has work for us to do. So today, our prayer, as we come into prayer time, I invite you to close your hands, making a tight fist if you can. Lent became a time of giving up something as a sign of penitence in the Middle Ages. This season, we contemplate what we need to give up in order to let justice roll down like water, to let justice prevail in our lives, in our church, in our world. What stifles your generosity? What fear gets in the way of believing that there is enough for all? Now, slowly open your hands, letting go of the tension there, and imagine that cool water is flowing into and over them. Let us pray. We come before you, holy caregiver, knowing that we hold on to what we have out of fear that we will come up short. We forget to be grateful for the resources we have. Forgive us and open us to your refreshing water of life. Invite us to risk so that we might see your generous nature through this community. Move us closer to compassion and courage, to speak up and stand up for what is right and good. Amen.
If you would like your prayers read as a part of our worship today, please have them ready and our ushers will come down and receive them.
Roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream.
In this silence and prayer time, we open ourselves to pray for all of creation, for the things that have not been named and the hurts for which we are unaware, and for the deepest yearnings of our hearts. Let us take a moment to pray silently, followed by a very short spoken prayer and then a communal Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Creator God, we have prayed throughout this service. We will continue to pray during this service. And prayers are on our lips through words, through songs, through actions. And maybe that's prayer enough. Help us remember to turn to prayer. Help us make the words meaningful and healing and hopeful and secure. Help all of us, each in our individual way, pray as we pray together the prayer that we have been taught by Jesus. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
What a special day. It's a day in which we come to the Lord's table. All are invited to come to the feast where there is enough. Enough room around the table, enough grace for all, no matter what your journey has been, indeed, where you are enough. You need only be hungry. That's it. Hungry for love, for justice, for change, for reconciliation, for whatever your heart yearns for. You can even just be hungry for food. For bread of life, or just bread. God knows what you need. Come and receive it. And by this, be inspired to offer it to the world. Let this sharing with each other form us to go and do likewise outside of this place. Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us now. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to God. Let us give thanks for the bounty that is life. It is right and good to want this feast for all of creation. It is good to cry out for the waters of justice to roll down, bringing heaven on earth, watering it with God's will for love-soaked humanity since creation began. For God continues to stand with and for all peoples. And so we sing with all the company of heaven. O holy God, Lord God of hosts, we sing your praise over all the earth. Blessed be the one who comes, and sing Hosanna and proclaim new birth. Just as he said that night with his disciples, Jesus says to us, come. Gather around, my friends. This common bread at our table is much more than it seems. This is the brokenness of the world, and I feel it as my body. Whenever there is suffering, I suffer with you. I am broken for you. This common cup at our table is much more than it seems. The blood of innocent ones is too often shed at the hand of oppressors. Whenever there is suffering, I suffer with you. I am poured out for you. We proclaim this truth. Death is part of life. Christ has died. But death will not have the last word. Christ is risen, and suffering will end. Christ will come again, and again and again. Every time suffering is alleviated, comfort is given, food is offered, hope is restored. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this body gathered here, and on our unison with each other and these gifts of bread and cup. May we become your body for the sake of a world where justice rolls down like an ever-flowing stream. All praise to God, creator of love. All praise to Jesus, love incarnate. All praise to Spirit, love in action. So, all are truly welcome. So let me just tell you a little bit about how this is going to happen. First, I want you to know that at the United Methodist Church, all people are welcome. You don't have to do certain things to be able to receive the Lord's Supper. So know that you are truly welcome to come. We offer grape juice in our cup. And we offer gluten-free bread. And if you have any other allergies, know that they are all listed in the bulletin today. All the ingredients are listed so you know what's in the bread so that you know that it's safe for you to eat. I'm going to ask our servers to come up in a moment. And up here we have a couple things. We have, first you'll come to bread. You just take a piece and you get a choice. You can either dip the bread into the cup, into the common cup, and eat it. Or you can eat the bread right away and then go, and there's little cups, and you can take a little cup and drink that right away. And then there's a basket for you to put your cup in. We'll have two aisles here. So one group will come up this way and out and around, and then the other group will come up this way, and I'll move the something so you can come out and around. All right? And would my servers please come forward? And we'll... And then our ushers, once we get organized up here, our ushers will have you come forward row by row. All are welcome.
During Lent, we have the chance to contribute to the waters of justice behind me here each week by writing words on paper fish that will be added to the ever-flowing stream. So as we take our offering today, I would ask you to find your fish if you were given one when you came in, or if you don't have one, you can raise your hand and the ushers will give you one, and to write a word that describes whatever is stifling your generosity. What holds you back from sharing God's love of the world? These will become part of the waters and God's promise for transformation. The children will be collecting the fish during our closing hymn, and if you need more fish, if you want to write several, that's perfectly fine, and you can raise your hand and get another fish. As we enter into this time of giving, please place your attendance slip, which is actually the bottom part of the prayer request, in the offering plate. This is just a way for us to be a community of care and see if some people turn up missing for a while and follow up with that. It's certainly just to check in and be friends with each other. You can place it into the offering plate. And if you are a first-time visitor here today, welcome. We hope you're pleased to be with us, as we are pleased to have you with us. And I want you to know, we do not expect you to be a giver today. You do not need to make a donation. You are our guest. We are very, very pleased that you are here. And yet, you will see those of us who are here regularly do have a tradition of giving. And so, as a symbol of our ministry in this place, at this time and beyond, please let us bring out and donate our tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
Let us pray. For the gift of your love broken and poured. For the way in which our offerings will become our work in the world. For the gift of this community bound and working together. And our hymn is Here I Am, Lord, number 593.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their brightness bright, who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you need me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hands be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Amen. You may be seated. Throughout Lent, we'll join together in the benediction. I'll speak, and then we'll speak together, and then we'll sing a song, May Peace Flow. I invite you to stay and listen to the postlude that Dennis Triggs will play. And as Steve said in the beginning, we have beverages and conversation right behind here. You can get there through either side. I have also the Charter for Compassion. If you didn't get to sign it last week, I have it up here, and I'll have that available for you to sign. As counterintuitive as it may seem, the more we give away, the more we receive. Remember, you are the hands and feet of Jesus, and there is work for us to do. Let the call to mend brokenness and restore ruins mend and restore your very life. And now let us bless each other with these words spoken together. May the song you sing in your heart be pleasing to God, moving you to the passion and compassion of Jesus. Uplifted by a spirit that keeps you humming life's tune of love. Amen.
May peace flow through me, as the music through an instrument, let it flow through me, like the warmth from the sun. May peace flow through me, so that I may be a vessel of the love of God for everyone. For everyone. come.